And in classic, chaotic, Grateful Dead fashion, we did not actually establish the order as to who would go next.
I'll go.
Excellent.
Well, Scott said pretty much what I was going to say.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can go.
You can go.
No? Okay. First of all, in classic Deadhead style, you might notice Nick is acting as moderator because, we didn't exactly know what we were going to be doing. And so the comments I'm making, I've just outlined. Okay, so I didn't realize that I was on this panel because of the book. Looking around, there are some people here who probably have no idea that I did a book. And so let me just mention the book so you'll know why I'm on the panel. I co-edited with one of my former master's students, Rob Sardiello, a book that there's a tie-dye version too, but it's called Deadhead Social Science. You ain't going to learn what you don't want to know. And it is a collection of student essays, not essays, but student research papers on Deadheads. And a couple of them were my students, but they were from all over the country, people who'd done master's theses. There's one undergraduate one, and Al Lehman's dissertation, an excerpt from his dissertation's in there. But they were all students at the time that they did their research, except for Gary Shank, who collaborated with someone who was a student. So this was my gift back to the community for helping me with my research, and that's why that book got published before the one that hasn't been published. It was because I felt I owed the community, and I saw it as a something back to the community in two ways. My introductory chapter in that book, although it served pedagogical purpose as well, it also was a big thanks to everyone who'd helped me that far in my research, many of whom are in this room. And it was also a gift to the community because it published student research that would have otherwise ended up bound in university libraries and no one would have been able to find it. So it was kind of a payback for me to the community. And from the very beginning of the project, and this is the theme that I want you to think about during my comments, is I was bridging the Deadhead and the academic worlds. And that really shaped my answer to the questions that Nick raised about the issues that we confronted. Right from the beginning, it was a cooperative venture. And I mean that in terms of all the research that went into it, but also just the actual production of the book itself. Because at the time that Rob and I decided we wanted to do this book, at the same time, Rob Wiener was beginning to think about doing his volume. And we knew that it was going to be difficult because we were dealing with the same pool of authors. And so right from the beginning, there was never any tension or a competition. Rob and I talked. We decided on a principle to divide the turf. And the principle was that I would take the social scientist and he would take everybody else, with the exception of Natalie Dollar, who needed to be published quickly because she was up for tenure, and Rob's book was going to come out first. So we made a decision based on the good of the collectivity, basically. Okay, and then there were all sorts of people who actually helped with the book. Kay, for example, copy edited the book with no compensation. Alan here? Alan gave me, the other Alan Triss gave me the copyright clearances. And so it was a big, and lots of other people helped with details. Even Bear helped me correct some things in my chapter.
He must have really suffered doing that.
No, he offered. So everybody was helping. Now, there were some difficulties. I mean, on the inside, this was, everything was going, it went fine. In the publishing industry, and this is something young scholars need to know, there was a shift it used to be really easy to get edited volumes published and to get contracts for them. Just as at the time that Rob and I were thinking about this, that got more difficult. It is now very difficult to get an edited volume published for a variety of reasons I won't go into, but it's difficult. So I was very fortunate. The reason that this book got published is because my first editor of a book on something that has nothing to do with the Grateful Dead, it was an older adult friendship, my first editor on that book had become head of a publishing company, which was kind of a lefty radical but mainstream publisher. And so he just wanted to publish it because I was doing it and he knew I wouldn't give him any trouble. If that hadn't, previous connection hadn't been there, I'm not sure where it would have been published. The other thing but there were some issues that came with the collision of the Deadhead world and the academic world. One of the things was, you know, in the Deadhead world, we try to be very inclusive and encouraging and supportive and all of that. Well, unfortunately, you can't, you know, and I'm sure Nick has faced this with Dead Letters, some of the people who thought their papers would go into this book, I had to refuse because they were factually, I mean, there were problems with them, okay? The Dead did not play inside the pyramids, okay? I won't say who said that in their book, but in their paper, there was someone who said that, you know, and even though I said I wasn't into truth, okay, there are certain limits, okay? Okay, yeah, no, we have lots to talk about still on that. But okay, so there were some people who couldn't publish. And that was a non-Deadhead thing to do, and I know it's not bad vibes, but I had academic standards or else the book wouldn't have been published. It did get reviewed by outside people, so if I put crap in there, someone would have noticed and the book wouldn't have seen the light. So that was kind of a role conflict thing for me. A lot of the people who contributed to the book in the end made very fine contributions. I'm very proud of the book. But they were all inexperienced writers for the most part. Some were better than others. Kay, you know, probably remembers painfully. But it wasn't just the copy editing. They needed to, you know, I took on a mentoring role. These were students whose advisors had stopped short of helping them figure out how to make something ready for press. Fortunately, I had been an MA advisor a lot already, and I knew how to do this. But it was like taking on, you know, 8 thesis students all at once on a deadline,
right,
which was externally imposed. But I think that went pretty well. But it was challenging, and I will tell you that it was less challenging than the first book I had edited, in which the articles were all written by established scholars. So it may not have had anything to do with them being, you know, early writers, although the reason I say it was because they were inexperienced writers is most of them have gone on to be very good writers now that they have more experience. I can look back and say, yeah, it's because they were inexperienced. Another issue was the things about marketing, which is that I chose a title which means lower book sales and less visibility. My title does not have the words The Grateful Dead. Okay, so it gets put over in the social science section. It has the social science ISBN instead of over in the music section. Okay, and I found out that they do sometimes put books that have lyrics in them in the music section, but my lyric doesn't show up because the band stopped singing it because of that issue you were talking about. They didn't want to sound pedantic, so they took out that's what Barlow told me. They took it out of the song, so they don't say you ain't going to learn what you don't want to know when they sing it, and so it wasn't in the minds of the young Deadhead marketers who thought they knew all the Grateful Dead lyrics. They didn't recognize it as a Grateful Dead lyric when they, you know, and this I know because of the people at the Library of Congress who happened to be friends of mine who cataloged the book, and they had this conversation with the people. So if you do a book, think about where it's going to end up in Barnes & Noble, okay? That's one thing I didn't think of that. Okay, then there were the reactions of the reviewers, and the very first review was done by a library journal. I forget what it's called. You guys, you librarians would know. But it's the review you get in that journal determines whether libraries buy your book. Okay? Mine got... Okay? Now, I was worried it would get reviewed by non-deadheads and would be badly reviewed. This was a review by a deadhead who thought that the experience shouldn't be studied. You shouldn't write about it. Who was I to think this? He read the book jacket, the little blurb that they were advertising the book, which is, this is another marketing thing, which was inaccurate. And so almost everything, I mean, even the facts about what was in the book are not accurate in that flyer. And so his review was based on a blurb that was written by a marketing person who hadn't read the book either, apparently. Okay, so what that meant was that went out. Nick tried to counteract it. That review ended up as the first one on the Barnes & Noble website. Nick posted a review to counteract it. He was always trying to protect me here, right behind me, with corrections, okay? And then it was reviewed in a more responsible way by lots of people. Rev Carr did my favorite review of the book. I hope I'm not stepping on anyone else's toes who reviewed the book, but Rev did a great review. But many of the, so there was this anti-intellectual thing in some of the reviews, and then there were some good reviews as well. But many people got the information about what was in the book from the book jacket, which is the book jacket from the flyer. It was bizarre. Like, they said it was the students I took on tour who'd done the chapters in the book, and there was only one of those represented in the book. Okay. The other thing was that in my mind, although the individual people wrote about the deadhead experience, the whole point of the book was pedagogical. It was all about blurring the lines between being teacher and researcher, and it was also a little bit autobiographical in the sense that I was talking about my transformation, and implicit in it was what studying the dead had done to me as a teacher. And that was implicit in all of what was in the book. And only a couple reviewers got that. Nick asked us to talk about these difficulties, and I think that that some of these difficulties were the result of this tension between the deadhead world and the academic world, and then others were probably just idiosyncratic or ones that you'd have with a book at any point. So that's what I've got to say about difficulties.
Should we wait about your thoughts on the future until, should I talk about difficulties and then Steve and then
you're
return
the
back?
You're the moderator. What do you want?
Sounds good. Because there's a bunch of what I've got to say. I mean, it does seem like an equal...
Thank you.